This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The next in-person hearing for former President Trump's criminal case in New York is 8 months away. Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine weighs in.
The indictment of a former president is unprecedented in our history. And at every stage of the criminal proceeding, the stakes grow higher.
Trump yesterday pleaded not guilty to 34 counts of falsifying business records and calls this ordeal presidential election interference, as Trump remains the Republican frontrunner in the upcoming presidential election. Trump is responding to the criminal charges against him.
Speaking at his Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida, Trump said everyone who looked at the case against him says there is none. He added that he never thought anything like this could happen in America, saying the only crime he committed was to fearlessly defend our nation from those who seek to destroy it. Trump faces dozens of criminal counts in New York City related to money payments to kill negative information before the 2016 election. His lawyers say the charges are without any merit. I'm Skip Kelly.
The Chicago, Illinois Fire Department is mourning the death of one of their own. The father of firefighter Jermaine Pelt spoke after his son died while battling an extra alarm house fire yesterday morning in the West Pullman neighborhood.
Jermaine was just a joy to all our family. Everybody loved him.
Three Democrats are losing their committee assignments in the Tennessee House after they took part in raiding the state Capitol building in an attempt to stop state business, mainly as part of an anti-gun protest. Tennessee House Republicans voted Monday to strip committee assignments from State Representatives Justice Jones, Justin J. Pearson, and Gloria Johnson. Today is Holy Wednesday. Many celebrate the journey of Jesus Christ. This is USA News.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
A single mother of five filed a lawsuit against the Oregon Department of Human Services for allegedly denying her adoption application due to her religious beliefs. Jessica Bates, a single mother of five who also lost her husband in a car crash 6 years prior, attempted to apply with the department to adopt children in 2022. Bates' application was allegedly denied because her Christian beliefs would not allow her to respect, accept, and support the sexual orientation, gender identity, and gender expression of the children in her care, as the state of Oregon requires. Millions of people in the United States are facing the threat of severe weather, including tornadoes, hail, and strong winds.
Officials say the areas at the highest risk of threatening weather include the Midwest and the South, particularly Iowa, Missouri, Wisconsin, and Arkansas. The storms could also produce damaging winds, with a tornado in Illinois being rated as an EF2, with peak wind speeds over 110 miles per hour. Deadly tornadoes last week killed 32 people across the regions. I'm Skip Kelly.
More than 300 undercover police officers are filing legal claims against the Los Angeles Police Department and the city. Yesterday's move comes after a technology watchdog group posted the officers' names and images online. The LAPD said it inadvertently released the officer's information last month after complying with a public records request. Lance Pry, USA News.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Many places in the world are immersed in darkness, but we at the Tide Ministry are dedicated to shining the light of Christ. The global pervasiveness of sin stands against the spread of the gospel. And for Christians trapped in heavily persecuted areas, the isolation and oppression can be devastating. Unfortunately, many governing entities make it nearly impossible to preach the good news in their region. This discrimination and divisiveness is fueled by the enemy, who's determined to stop the spread of Christianity. While challenging, these issues do not dissuade us from our mission. We've been proclaiming the good news through radio broadcasts for over 75 years and intend to continue doing so until Christ returns. To learn how you can pray for and encourage persecuted people whose lives are being eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Realize how desperate this country is becoming and how desperate conservatives must become, because we're being overwhelmed by those on the left that have no concern whatsoever about the Constitution, our Declaration of Independence. They are hell-bent in taking over this country one state at a time, one courthouse at a time. It is clear, as one Princeton professor put it, that we are in the midst of a cold war, a cold civil war, is what he said, quote unquote. And I think this is what America is faced with today. I would agree. Scott Powell is with us. Scott is fellow at Stanford's Hoover Institution, author of Rediscovering America, and currently a senior fellow at Discovery Institute. Scott, good to have you back with us to talk about a very dark and serious day that we went through yesterday with the indictment of Donald Trump by a Manhattan grand jury.
Yes, it really is a sad day for our country that we would take this step. I don't think that the case, I think the case it has no real grounds at all, and I don't think it's going to have any legs. But remember, the deep state left, they understand warfare, and it's not about getting the final victory in the battle in the court. It is about putting the president through this process. And when we think back from coming down the escalator through his 4 years as president, that's what his life was like. It was a constant process of persecution, really. It's nothing short of persecution and character destruction. Yeah. And it's very sad that this is happening, but I think we're gonna weather this just as we did in the Trump administration.
It's Scott, in a way, this is like Vietnam deja vu. I mean, what happened out on the field, you know, with the use of bungee cords, bamboo shoots and the like, they were looking to kill, much less but to debilitate. And right. This is what the left is doing, is they're doing everything to debilitate and distract, you know, from the real issues, because what Donald Trump is looking at is, and this is just in one case. There's two other cases that are pending as well. And he's got a campaign to run. I mean, the American people need to hear. And fortunately, just like he did, as you pointed out, when he was in office, regardless of the resistance and all that Nancy Pelosi and the left and everybody wanted to do, it was impossible to refute that he was successful in spite of this. I mean, we were energy independent. Our border was secure. We were at peace with our enemies. We were on the brink of the Abrahamic Accords, having peace between Israel and four Arab nations. Unheard of. Unprecedented.
Unprecedented.
Exactly.
And all that is think about the two fundamental things that have changed under Biden. Number one, China and Russia have joined together against us. Mm-hmm. That is something that we always sought to avoid, but under Biden, that's been facilitated. And we find that Saudi Arabia is making peace with a sort of trade deal with Iran. I mean, mm-hmm. this is incredible.
Right.
Who would? And the Abraham Accords were such a wonderful solution to the Middle East crisis, and it really served to isolate this rogue Iranian state. And now we find that's all been eroded and it's gone.
Exactly. Well, and the other thing, too, is you've got this other cabal that's taking place, including Saudi Arabia, Brazil, and China, and others that are coming hard against the petrodollar. We are on the brink of losing that leverage that we've enjoyed, for 5-6 decades now, Scott?
Yeah, it's been since 1973 that we,
right.
that Saudi Arabia agreed to using dollars as the only means of for OPEC to purchase oil, mm-hmm. And we would provide a security umbrella for Saudi Arabia. We were committed to their defense.
Right. And
that was the deal.
All that is eroding in the midst of $31 trillion of debt. And, and then on top of this, our sense of morality is all coming. I mean, we've got presidents of other countries, commenting on what happened with Donald Trump. And they're going, wow, this is third world stuff. We don't need to be aligned with this. We're not going to be listening to the United States for any kind of, moral high ground or example when they do stuff like this. I mean, Joe Biden, Bragg and others on the left, what they have done, and of course, this was stuff that was even started back during the Obama regime, if you remember. They claim that we had such great standing internationally. It's like, wait, you're delusional. We have lost our standing, and Donald Trump brought it back really quick in a short order, in a short amount of time. I mean, to the point that even, here's Barack Obama. People say, well, is he a Muslim? I don't know. But obviously, he's very well versed in the Muslim faith, because whenever he talks about it, he knows what he's talking about. But even for Barack Obama, as closely aligned as you would think that he might be with the Muslim world, they didn't have a sword dance for him. They had a sword dance for Donald Trump. To me, that's quite revealing on his face, isn't it, Scott?
Oh, it's absolutely revealing. I know Barack Obama was not really respected on the world stage. Everyone recognized that America has had a historic division that traces back to the founding of the country, where slavery existed in the southern states, and even though we fought a civil war, and there was the slaves were emancipated and freed, they were given voting rights, but we still didn't really fulfill the vision of a multicultural country until the civil rights movement. Mm-hmm. But this legacy was always still sort of with us, and so the election of Barack Obama, many people thought, well, now we can now say we can bring closure to that. We've had a black man achieve the highest office of the land. And, of course, blacks have achieved great success in every field.
Exactly.
I mean, notably entertainment and sports, where they just dominate many billionaires. So this notion that we're a society that holds people back is a totally false, it's a false narrative.
Mm-hmm. It's a false narrative that the left has used in order to pit us against one another. Going back to what I said earlier, which reinforces what this Princeton professor had said, is that the United States is in a cold civil war. Democrats versus conservatives. We need to understand that, as the old saying, goes, Scott, you may not be interested in war, but war is interested in you. And the fact of the matter is the left has been waging war against the right. And meanwhile, the right keeps thinking, oh, it's just a phase they're in. They're just a bunch of bratty teenagers. They'll come out of that phase sooner or later, right?
unfortunately, that has been the past. I think that is changing now, and it's overdue.
We've got to wake up, no doubt about it. Scott Powell is with us, and our conversation with him continues. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
After the top of the hour, fresh and independent we are. Just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Scott Powell, the author of Rediscovering America, a fellow at Stanford's Hoover Institution, and currently a senior fellow at Discovery Institute, continues with us. Scott, just to kind of summarize what happened yesterday on this dark day for America, but like anything, when it looks like it's doom and gloom, this is the resilience of the American people, freedom-loving people who outnumber those on the left. And lest we forget, the there's so much in our favor. And it starts, number one, with our faith and the covenant that God made with the Pilgrims and our founding fathers that gave us this great American idea.
Absolutely. I mean, we were founded as a covenant country. Isn't that something amazing? Yeah, that was in the Mayflower Compact, actually.
Yes.
Before one of the first colonies, before they could set foot on the New World, all people aboard the Mayflower, all the men, had to sign the Mayflower Compact. And remember, that was a divided community. There were the there were the believers, the Pilgrims, and then there were the about nearly two-fifths of the Mayflower were not Pilgrims. They were tradesmen, craftsmen, opportunists, as well as the crew on the ship.
Exactly.
So it was really a very remarkable foundation for our country.
And God answered a prayer, and as John Whitwood would say, that it was his vision that America would become that shining light on a hill, a beacon to the rest of the world. And for the most part, that has been our legacy, and one that, lest we forget, we should hold on to till the day we die, Scott.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think the most difficult thing that we are passing through now is the loss of that feeling about our country, that we are no longer that shining city on a hill, the example to the world. We're offending countries like, you know, the Muslim world is deeply offended by our embrace of the, of the transgender, homosexual agenda, because that goes contrary to their, not just their religion, but their whole culture.
Right.
And here we are celebrating it, hanging flags from our embassies, rainbow flags from our embassies in Muslim cities. Mm-hmm. This is very problematic, and it's almost like we are flaunting sin in front of them.
Mm-hmm. Well, in front of them and Almighty God, and we have known from history, Scott, that, the moral decadence is all part of the elemental downfall of nations before us. And we are on this brink of destruction, as the old song back in the 60s when you and I were growing up, the eve of destruction. I mean, here we've got nuclear war that could very likely, break out. I mean, we've never been closer to a nuclear war, with two other nations, China and Russia, like we are today, have we?
No, you're right. You're right. And so my prayer is that we can... that can be avoided, that we can pull back from this dangerous brink, because there are no winners in a nuclear war.
And what's going to bring us back is our faith. We've got to come back to first principles. We've got to turn back to God, because people of faith, Scott, see this very clearly. When you look at the consequences of what this country has done ever since it made a concerted effort to take God out of the picture. I mean, to the point that the Democratic Party so arrogantly decided, I think it was in 2000, to take God out of their party platform. And it has been a rapid decline for the party, though they may think that they're winning. God always gets the last word.
He does. He does. And that's where we know that he's already won the battle. But we've got to get through the valley of the shadow of death. And mm-hmm. Easter is just such a wonderful time to reconnect with our Savior, because Christ, he's absolutely unique mm-hmm. in being the only person in history who was pre-announced, starting 1,000 years. Starting 1,000 years before Christ, there were 18 different prophets, over 100 prophetic accounts of his coming. Mm-hmm. No one else in all of human history was prophesied or forecasted in such a way as Christ was.
Mm-hmm. Every one of those prophecies were fulfilled. There are roughly of all the prophecies, two-thirds have been fulfilled 1,000%. And I tell people, or I ask people, often I just say, okay, if God's batting 1,000%, two-thirds of the way, what is the likelihood that the remaining third is going to continue at that rate?
That's great, Bill. I love that. I'll remember that one. That's a great one.
So here we are. But as you say, and as you wrote, there's no doubt. I mean, here we are. We're on Wednesday of Holy Week. Friday is coming, as my good friend Tony Campolo relates. Friday's coming. It looks all bad. Looks like the enemy is going to win. But there's always a Sunday, thank God, right?
That's right. That is absolutely right. Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting how we are, you know, we're going through a time with a sort of parallel to the path of Christ. And we have a leader that is, you know, I believe Donald Trump is not just a believer, but that man reveres God and recognizes Christ as a savior. And he is walking the course, really, of persecution, the likes of which we've never seen in any other president of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And let's hope that I think he's going to be victorious. But we don't look to any political leader to save us. We mm-hmm. look to Christ, because he is our savior and he has a plan for our world. And we need to. We need to humbly ask that that his hand of protection come back to our country, and that his will be done. I mean, that is in the Lord's Prayer, where we pray that the Lord's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. On earth, that's our central prayer of our faith.
And we must cry out for forgiveness. We must repent, and you know that is a key step to reconnecting with God. As you say in your commentary, that the resurrection changed the world forever, proving it's real. There have been thousands of people in history, and maybe larger numbers than that, Scott, that have tried to disprove the resurrection, and when they do, they end up getting convicted and realizing that. You know, that Jesus was the Son of God, is the Son of God. He came, he was persecuted, he was murdered, and 3 days later, just as you said, as predicted, he rose from the dead, you know, conquering death and, you know, giving us people of faith a secure sense of mind that because of that resurrection, we are forever changed and we're forever at peace, knowing that our fate is sealed in him, isn't it?
Absolutely. And you know, and that's in contrast, to all the other religions. You know, of the five major world religions, only Christianity claims its founder is still alive,
yes,
having overcome death through resurrection. Even the Jewish people, you know, no Jew believed that after Abraham died, that he was interred in this tomb, that the tomb became empty, that he was resurrected. Buddha died. No disciple ever claimed to speak to Buddha again. And as for Muhammad, he occupies a tomb in Medina, and tens of thousands of devout Muslims go and pay homage to him every year. Only Christ, all religions of all time, only Christ was raised from the death and walked and was seen. He was seen by, you know, during the period of the resurrection to the Pentecost was a 40-day period. He was seen by, he was seen over 10 times in the record by people, by groups of his disciples. And
right.
One time by 500 people.
500. That was immediately on the upon the resurrection. 500 people saw him all at once.
All at
in
once.
Varying places. Only God.
Right.
Only Jesus. Amen. Happy Easter, my friend. Thank you so
Happy
much for
Easter
being with
you.
Us. You take care. Scott Powell has been our guest.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
USA News Update. The next in-person hearing for former President Trump's criminal case in New York is 8 months away. Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine weighs in.
The indictment of a former president is unprecedented in our history. And at every stage of the criminal proceeding, the stakes grow higher.
Three Democrats are losing their committee assignments in the Tennessee House after they took part in raiding the state Capitol building in an attempt to stop state business, mainly as part of an anti-gun protest. Tennessee House Republicans voted Monday to strip committee assignments from State Representatives Justice Jones, Justin J. Pearson, and Gloria Johnson. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated as we get this Wednesday underway. Lance Pry, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you need to check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. You know, National Wildlife Week is coming up on April the 3rd through the 9th, and David Mizuski is with us. He's a naturalist with the National Wildlife Federation, and we're going to talk more about it, but a little background here first. Humans and wildlife are more alike than you'd think. Both share the capacity for curiosity and fun. In fact, many wildlife species like us love to play, believe it or not. Bear cubs like to wrestle and pounce. Ravens snowboard down frozen roofs. Have you ever seen them? I mean, this is hysterical. Dolphins blow bubble rings to chase, and the playlist goes on and on. However, factors such as climate change, deforestation, and overpopulation are endangering many wildlife species and their habitats. And here to talk more about it is David, as we celebrate National Wildlife Week. David, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hi there, and I'm joined here by Peter Gross, my good friend and host of Musical Omaha's Wild Kingdom.
Good morning. So, hey, lucky for us, we got both of you, huh?
That's right.
Yeah. Well, welcome. Good to have you here. Well, tell us, Peter, I'm going to ask you first, if it's okay, what is a National Wildlife Week?
Well, I'm going to hand this one off to David, since he is the representative for National Wildlife.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Partnering with them.
That's right, yeah. So National Wildlife Week is 1 week out of every year that the National Wildlife Federation has been designating since 1938, where we really are just focusing on celebrating wildlife and trying to inspire people to get involved in conservation. And so, like Peter said, this year we teamed up with Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom one more time to help get this message out there. And our theme this year is exploring nature's playground. And that's where the whole play idea comes in, because, you know, wild animals play, we like to play, and we know that when people get outside and play in nature, whether it's, you know, going for a hike with a family or going off to a national park camping or literally just getting out in your backyard, those are great ways to experience nature. And when you do, you're going to see all sorts of cool wildlife. And hopefully through that that experience of playing in nature, people are going to get inspired to want to get more involved. And that's really what we're trying to do here with National Wildlife Week. And if people want to get involved, just go to nationalwildlifeweek.nwf.org, and we've got tons of ways that you can do it.
Of course, Peter Gross has been, he's been experiencing this most of his life as the wildlife expert and host of Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom. Peter, how much fun for you? I mean, this has been something you've observed all along. So now you get to share it with, you know, with the audience.
Yeah, that's true. It's great fun. We're very excited to be able to do this. And the timing is so right to launch this kind of a week to get the next generation involved with getting out and connecting with nature. Basically, we're saying get out and enjoy nature's playground. Mm-hmm. You mentioned wildlife does. We should. There's so much contrast in our life, and we're sort of drawn more and more to screens, that we think we need this balance in life, and nature needs us to have this balance. So the more we get people involved with spending time in nature, the more the connected they'll get to it, and the more they'll want to save it. So what we're hoping that people will do is take action, make the connection, and find out what they can do locally to help save wildlife in their area.
Exactly. Peter, how did you get into this as a wildlife expert?
Well, I originally started designing free-roaming animal displays, parks and zoos, and then happened to have the world's largest litter of tigers ever born, and I was asked to bring them and talk about tiger conservation, and who was there but Jim Fowler from Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom. I joined them back in the late 80s, filmed then, and now I'm fortunate enough to be hosting the new show called Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom Protecting the Wild, which you can see, by the way, simply going on wildkingdom.com. And these are shows focusing on success stories, conservation projects that have been successes in bringing wildlife back and released to the wild again. And in some cases, they're doing quite well, and others coming off the endangered species list.
Right. Well, we're also talking with David Mizuzuski, a naturalist with the National Wildlife Federation. David, you touched on this just a moment ago, and that is that animals love to play. It's their nature to play, right?
Yeah, for many species it is. And, you know, particularly for mammals, you know, we humans are mammals. Mammals tend to like to play when they're young, and birds do too. But if you think about it this way, playing is really kind of practicing the skills that wildlife need to survive when they grow up. So if you look at, you know, mountain lions or bear cubs that are wrestling and playing with each other, those are the same skills that they're going to use to be able to hunt for their prey or to, you know, hide from dangers, you know, and that kind of thing. And so we're just trying to make the connection and make people, you know, kind of think about the fact that we're actually a lot like a lot of wildlife. And we think that when people do that, it just makes it more important for them to want to get involved in the wildlife conservation effort. And we've got a pledge that we're really hoping everybody will take, the National Wildlife Week pledge. And when you take it, basically you just say that you care about wildlife and you're going to get involved. We'll send you a whole bunch of ways that you can do that.
And how can they do that?
If you go to the National Wildlife Week website, you can just search for it in your search engine, and you'll see it. It's mm-hmm. Play It Forward pledge, where if you take the pledge and then share it on social media, every time you do that and use the hashtag Play It Forward, you'll be entered to win some really neat prizes from Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom. So not only is it a feel-good thing and something really important to do, you also get a chance to win some cool stuff.
See, once again, we're reminded here, David, that all work and no play even makes for boring animals, right?
Right, yeah. That's a very astute observation. So yeah, we encourage ourselves to have that balance in life and spend more time in nature as well.
Yeah, exactly. They can teach us if we're observant enough. Peter, why is wildlife conservation so important?
Well, I think it is that wildlife habitat seems to be getting smaller and smaller and less connected. It's a problem for wildlife to be able to migrate, to find a mate, to be able to expand and have a diversified gene pool enough so that they'll survive in the wild. So there are great projects in Florida and in California and many states to resume connecting sections of habitat so animals can migrate and resume their natural traversing patterns again. One of those that we did is about big cats in Florida that had a problem crossing highways. and they're building wildlife underpasses under the road. They're over 60 now, so they have gone from about 30 to over 300 pumas in Florida. California has similar issues with mountain lions crossing the freeway, and they're putting in wildlife overpasses as well. So I think as long as we continue to connect people and share the problems with wildlife and get them involved with conservation, we are going to figure out solutions to save these numerous problems that we have for our North American wildlife.
Exactly. You know, David, Peter brings up a good point, and that is, unfortunately, it's underreported. You know, the most at-risk wildlife and habitats that are here in our country that we can't afford to lose.
Yeah, you know, here's the thing. There is a lot of bad news out there when it comes to wildlife, and we don't want to lose sight of that. You know, in North America alone, one-third of our wildlife species are rapidly declining and in need of conservation help. So that's something that underscores all of this, that why wildlife conservation is so important. Because imagine a world without wildlife. Nobody wants to live in that world. And so at the same time, Peter and I both feel really strongly that we don't want to leave folks with just a message of doom, right? We know how to protect and to restore wildlife. We've done it for many, many species. And so hopefully with National Wildlife Week, people will get that message of hope. And if they go outside and they see nature around them, they're going to want to get involved. And that's why we're doing this, why we're getting the word out. And, in fact, a lot of those wildlife success stories are the ones that are featured in the new season of Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom.
Excellent. Well, National Wildlife Week coming April the 3rd through the 9th. Time to have some fun. Let's get wild. Let's enjoy our natural habitats out there. And David Mazurski, the naturalist with the National Wildlife Federation, and Peter Gross, the wildlife expert and host of Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom. David, as we wrap things up, remind everybody how they can take the pledge and make the most of this year's celebration of National Wildlife Week.
It's as simple as going to the National Wildlife Week website, nationalwildlifeweek.nwf.org. You'll get ways to get involved. You can take the pledge, and you'll get the link to go watch the new episodes of Wild Kingdom.
And thank you for sharing your platform with us to help us create public awareness about these problems.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water, and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. Also great to have our next guest, Tim Graham. Tim Graham is the executive editor for Newsbusters at the Media Research Center. Tim, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Oh, thank you.
Well, I want to talk about one of my favorite topics, which happens to be PBS. This is a publicly funded entity that has joined ranks with the progressives and the left, and one party over another. And it's clear that that is the case. I've had this discussion with many of my friends who try to claim that PBS is bipartisan, and they're not. When you look at the numbers, what does it tell us?
Well, we studied 4 months of the PBS NewsHour and just the people that they chose to interview, and we found an almost 4-to-1 Democrat to Republican, liberal to conservative split. I can't say I found this surprising. I also tried to say, Bill, that this is not counting all of their regular pundits, like David Brooks and Jonathan Capehart on Fridays, which is, if you counted them, that's two liberals every Friday. But, yeah, it is, it's not just a great disparity in guests. It's a great disparity in questioning of guests. So, obviously, yes, someone like Mike Pence is going to get much harsher questioning, you know, than your typical Democrat.
Yeah, exactly. And you see, and this has been quite obvious for us, but it's good that the Newsbusters has broken down the numbers like this so that we can see it, and it takes it out of the realm of opinion. You know, I've often said, in the absence of fact, opinion rules. Well, when you've got the facts, well, then, you know, shut your opinions down, because they're irrelevant. They've been proven that it's just an opinion. But here are the facts to bear against the issue, right?
Yeah, and it, look, they could try to say our number was 126-34 over these 4 months, almost 4-to-1. And then we could say to them, they would say, well, maybe some of those aren't really liberals or something. Well, we counted Liz Cheney on the Republican side, you know?
Yeah.
We counted Sarah Longwell of Republican voters against Trump. On the Republican side, those are two people who you could easily classify as PBS-friendly, Trump-hating guests and
right,
put them in the Republican circle, because that's how they self-identify. So, you know, that's – we are trying to – you know, we're bending over backwards here. You know, I suppose we could have gotten a true 4-to-1 if we'd put them on the other side.
And again, all you're talking about is the NewsHour. What about the rest of their programming? I mean, when you look at things, and I'm not talking about, you know, kids programming. I'm just talking about anything that has a political or a news bent to it. You know, clearly the bias is toward the Democratic Party as opposed to something even objective. Because I was watching the other day, somebody again repeated something that had been clearly proven false, and that was that President Trump was holding a bat against Adam Bragg. And, wait a minute, that's not true. Those are two different pictures. And the one picture of Donald Trump holding a bat was when he had everybody come to the White House and we were going to promote American goods, remember? And one of the manufacturers that was there at the White House was a bat manufacturer. And what do you do when you get a bat in your hand? You put it over your shoulder. I mean, every kid, anybody, you put a bat in their hand, one of the first things they do is they put it in the ready position over their shoulder. Well, somebody takes that snapshot. So now fast forward, that was, 4 years ago, 5 years ago? Fast forward to today, and some journalist puts it down, puts it side by side with Bragg and says, well, the president, suggesting the president's going to put a bat to Bragg. That is so disingenuous and a violation of clear journalistic principles. And guess what? Nobody says anything about it. They just get away with it. And then you have these liberals on the left, whether it's on PBS or CBS or somebody else, and they report it like as if it's fact. It drives me nuts.
So we have, yes, we don't just have the news hour. We have this series Frontline, which is very loaded to the left. Washington Week, which of course every Friday night gets a bunch of liberal reporters around the table. I don't think they've ever had a Fox News reporter on there ever. And they just had this special on their series American Masters, which is normally about like movie stars and musicians. It was about Anthony Fauci. It was a Valentine to Anthony Fauci that did a bunch of, hanging around his home and his office and letting him justify himself and letting him slam the Republicans. Jim Jordan in particular, Jim Jordan had the temerity to challenge him in a congressional hearing. Nobody's supposed to do that to the almighty Fauci, and that's what PBS mm-hmm. was doing.
Right. They were trying to balance out, whether it was Jim Jordan or Rand Paul, mm-hmm. Attacking Fauci based on the facts. And the outcome, you watch these interviews, these hearings, and you go, the guy lied. How does he get away with lying to Congress, lying to the American people?
Yeah, he's a very slippery figure, and especially when it gets into that question of what was being funded and the gain of function research. They consider everything about him to be, you can't question it. You can go into PolitiFact and put in Anthony Fauci. There's no fact checks because apparently he can never be checked.
Yeah, right. He's always had it right. He's had a record going back to AIDS, for decades. He's always got it right, right?
Well, it's interesting because in this PBS special, he basically says all of his critics on COVID are nuts. And he says his critics on AIDS, well, he really needed to listen to them. They were, they were basically saying the government was killing them. And that was okay with him, or at least it is now. Now they're all buddies. Well, that is the total one-sidedness of this presentation, because PBS, by proclaiming him an American master of some sort, like a great classical composer or movie star, there's just no side for the other side where Jim Jordan gets interviewed.
Yeah. Where's the true merit of success? I mean, if it's somebody who has demonstrated their ability in the arts, you can clearly see the product. Here, you've got to turn a blind eye and buy into the propaganda that the left would want us to believe and that Dr. Fauci has been able to espouse all these years. I mean, this is amazing that he's been able to get away with this. It just makes you wonder who's running this popcorn stand.
Right, and this is, the problem you have with PBS and with National Public Radio is they're set up in a way to be extremely one-sided, and they expect the Democrats to fund them, and the Democrats are very happy to fund them. And the Republicans generally are just too intimidated out of not just voting against their money, but actually putting them on the spot. You know, it would be nice with the House Republicans in power. Let's have a hearing or two. Yeah, bring in somebody and say, what's with the 4-to-1 gap on the PBS NewsHour? Mm-hmm. You know, the Public Broadcasting Act of 1967 has this passage about how PBS should have fairness and objectivity in all programming of a controversial nature. They have never paid the slightest bit of attention to that statutory language. It's, you know, it's just one of the most ignored laws in Washington.
Yeah, well, because they're on the right side that protects them. And if you looked and considered how, where any political donations have gone to by employees of PBS, you would have, I'm sure, a very telling number as well, right?
Yeah, I mean, it is every way you want to study the system, it's rigged. I mean, yeah. The word you would use is rigged. It's one thing for ABC or CBS to be rigged, but we pay for this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is taxpayer subsidized. And this, as you write, the false sense of objectivity in its reporting, poisoning all political debate, catered to a liberal audience that is not representing America at large, which is what, you know, the act was, you know, what it says very clearly is supposed to be the number one interest of PBS, is it not?
Yeah, I mean, it's supposed to be for all of us. But obviously, yes, conservatives and Republicans don't watch it a lot. You know, the real challenge we have here at Newsbusters is to tell people, I know you didn't watch this, but you should really know how bad it is.
Exactly. Yeah, again, just another brick in the wall that works against conservatives. Tim Graham, executive editor of Newsbusters at Media Research Center, has been our guest. Thank you, Tim. Take care.
You bet.
Well, there's the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but. You've heard us report on this. This has been my ongoing frustration, is time and again taxpayers' money being utilized to promote one interest over the other, and somehow it's okay. Is it any wonder we find ourselves, as we've been saying this morning, at this critical point we are in this cold civil war, Democrats versus conservatives, and the Democrats have been the ruling power for so long that they've taken full advantage. They haven't been responsible in a fiduciary sense, in any kind of manner to say, okay, we're going to have a balance. They're not interested in balance. That's clear. And the problem is Republicans and conservatives are interested in a balance. Well, guess what? You're all by yourself, hoping for that pipe dream. Now, that was interesting. Yesterday it was reported that the court ordered Stormy Daniels to pay Donald Trump $122,000 in legal fees in the midst of all that Donald Trump was going through. So a little good news in the midst of the insanity. Majority of Americans believe politics were involved in this Trump indictment. Oh, really? Even CNN, their poll found that 76% of Americans believe Trump's indictment was influenced by politics. 52% saying politics played a major role.
What you make or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.